You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Thank you for joining us in this podcast. My name is Amrish Shah and I'm a part of Philips Securities research team. In this episode, I will be covering Block's initiation coverage report. Our report was dated 10 January 2023 and was titled Bitcoin Weakness to Weigh on Growth. Block operates as a financial services and digital payments company. The company's two business segments are Cash App, which offers banking solutions to consumers, and Square, which offers point-of-sale solutions to merchants. Square contributed 29% of the total revenue in FY21, while Cash App contributed nearly 70%. Moving on to our first investment highlight, the Square ecosystem simplifies commerce. The Square division is unique in its ability to help merchants in managing their businesses across online and offline locations, offering solutions like payment processing, scheduling and wages, inventory management, loans, and customer loyalty. We expect Square's revenue to grow by 30% year-on-year to $6.8 billion in FY2022, driven by resurgence of in-person activities and an ongoing shift to cashless payments. Secondly, Cash App revenue growth excluding Bitcoin is expected to remain strong, with 49 million monthly active transacting consumers as of third quarter of 2022. Cash App has a strong market position. The Cash App segment has transitioned from primarily a peer-to-peer mobile transfer app to a robust platform of consumer financial services, including stock trading, Bitcoin, debit card, and tax-related services. We expect Cash App's revenue excluding Bitcoin to grow by 46% year-on-year to $3.4 billion in FY2022, driven by a surge in number of active users and strong adoption of its core services like Instant Deposit, Cash Card, and Rewards Program Boosts. Lastly, Block's Bitcoin bet backfired. In FY2022, Bitcoin revenue expected to drop by 29% year-on-year due to the crash in cryptocurrency prices and weak consumer demand for Bitcoin. This is a significant drop mainly because it is expected to pull down Block's group revenue. Additionally, Block is not consistently profitable. We anticipate a net loss of $499 million in FY2022 due to ongoing product innovations and growth investments. Overall, we initiate coverage with a neutral recommendation and a target price of $70. The target price is based on DCF valuation using a weighted average cost of capital of 7.1% and terminal growth rate of 4%.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Philips Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Philips Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Philips Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.